This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Blue Chew. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code TMS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TMS to receive your first month free. Coming up on TMS, it's okay to send your parents sex videos. Just don't make it weird.
These things do not afraid me.
No anus beetles, thank you.
The wiener just came out and I can't put it back.
Good luck on the weird sex. I'm British.
I don't like earwigs.
Full agreement. Seven exes and a Blake Lively.
How BuzzFeed are you?
You're going to sploosh on top of that spaghetti.
I should, but then I don't.
Stop trying to make fert happen.
I don't care what that grizzly bear is wearing. I'm not sharing its elevator.
Welcome to the orgy. Where should I stick the candelabra?
The heating is on with jury and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Joker, where is Lois Lane and Superman? I'm going to come find them and save them.
If you knew it was me, would you have listened?
Man who can catch fly with chopstick, accomplish anything. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It's Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. It's my mother's birthday today.
Aww.
Yeah. Mother Johnson! I got to call her later and, wish her all the happies and all that.
Of course. Yeah.
But anyway, it's a Tuesday. There was no show yesterday. And no. You probably noticed that we didn't have a show yesterday. I tried to
report
it.
Although, you know what? Why break the illusion? If somebody experienced a show yesterday, let's not take them out of that false.
No.
You know, maybe they had some really good drugs and they said, oh, no, I remember a show yesterday. I remember Scott and Brian.
Yeah, who are we to poo-poo on your weird audio hallucination? That's a
right.
Hard word to say
right.
Today for some reason. Having a hard time pooping it out. Anyway, I screwed around on stream and had some fun, but we miss Brian, but he's back. We're here.
Yeah.
We got it. Sometimes stuff comes up, everybody. You just gotta...
Totally.
You gotta roll with it.
Listen, this should be a lesson to those who are not Patreon supporters.
Yeah.
Get in there and become a supporter, become a Patreon supporter, and then I can say no to freelance clients that have four-month projects.
Yeah. Nightmare
that's
project.
All I'm gonna say about that.
Yeah, so it's the way in case they might listen.
That's what I'm worried about. I don't want to I don't want to say anything bad about a client.
Oh,
because
they're
clients.
Lovely people. I'm sure they're wonderful people.
There are clients of mine in the chat room right now that I do design work for, do stuff for.
Yeah, and you love them as well. You love them.
I love them as well. I love them all equally.
Yeah, just like there's no favorites here. Okay.
No.
But anyway. We're back.
But if I had to pick a least favorite.
No, yeah, if you had to. If you had a gun to your head.
Just kidding. All right, let's keep going.
All right. Well, check this out. We got a few things this morning to take care of. Later, Justin will be here with a special guest. Yeah, I know that sounds weird, but he's bringing somebody with him. And I'm going to give you a hint. It's not really a hint, but let's just say he's bringing somebody with him. I've actually been on this person's show.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book called Los Angeles is Hideous, Poems About an Ugly City.
Got it. Okay, I know exactly who it is.
You probably know who this is.
It's a famed Yondu actor, Michael Rooker.
There you go. Yondu, finally on TMS after all this time. It is not Brian Brushwood, everybody. It's somebody totally different. So watch for that. And I think people literally think it's Brian. It's not Schwitt.
It is not.
No.
It is not. Although, could be Brian doing an impersonation of somebody else. We never know.
Heard him do an impression before, but I'm open to new ideas, Brian. I'm open.
Yeah.
That's all we need is one more Brian on this freaking network. Oh, my gosh. There's so many Brians. Brian's everywhere. Everywhere you look. Brian.
This town is ugly with Brians.
Yep. Lousy with them. Ugly town of Los
Lousy.
Angeles.
That's the word. Lousy with Brians.
Lousy with Brians. All right. To start things off, this is funny, I think. So we always make fun of these dumb BuzzFeed quizzes, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Had somebody write in and said, you should do this one because it's currently rated the worst BuzzFeed quiz ever made.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Which Disney soundtrack are you?
Apparently, this is worse than that. It is.
Okay. All right.
Called
Real Housewife Are You?
Here's the actual title. How Brave Are You Actually? Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, this isn't going to teach us anything, but we're going to try it. Let's go into the fear zone, says the subtitle on this.
All right. Can you do the whole thing as Joe Rogan?
No, I refuse to do it.
All right, let's see. Well, you're just in front of you in a little ball is some pig rectum.
Is that?
You got to eat that pig rectum and then walk across this tightrope.
I feel like he doesn't talk like that anymore. He might, but I don't think
whatever.
He does.
He'll always talk like news radio Joe.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if they give me Joe Rogan money, I'll happily do the whole thing in his voice, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so here's Brian, I'm gonna quiz you.
All right. Test my fear level. How brave am I?
Yeah, let's test your mettle, as the old phrase goes. All right, so here we go. Which scenario would scare you the most? And then I'll give you some choices.
Okay. All right.
Being mocked by a small group of very mean teenagers. Okay. I don't have any definition on what they mean by very mean. I don't know.
Sure. Like it'd be Lindsay Lohan and
very mean girls.
And Lacey Chabert. Yep. And
whoa, points for remembering her name. I don't remember her name. That's amazing. Well done.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Yeah. I've never even seen that movie. All right.
Oh, really? Oh, no. You should watch it. Make Fetch happen.
Yeah. Should I watch? I feel like
you should watch Mean Girls. It is actually it is worth seeing.
I feel like it wasn't made for me, but maybe I need to see it.
You know those movies? Did you ever see like 10 Things I Hate About You? I mean, you saw Heathers.
Yeah, I saw Heathers. 10 Things I Hate About You. I've seen.
Yeah. I mean these are high school life that is not targeted towards any gender or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll check it out.
Anyway, okay. All right. Mocked by a group of very mean teenagers.
Very being the operative word.
So basically, if I were to put up a TikTok video, this is what I would get. Okay.
This is exactly what you would get.
Option number two.
Yep, very well said. All right. Chased by a gang of angry Best Buy employees, all wearing blue polos and khaki slacks. Which is to say, Best Buy employees. I don't know why they had to put that.
Yeah, it'd be the only time in history you could actually find a Best Buy employee.
Yeah, you're right. All right, next one. You are making out with someone hot, but they suddenly have tentacle arms.
Okay. All right.
You're starting to see why this is a terrible quiz.
I really am. Yeah, this is horrible. All right.
Being forced to wear nothing but tube socks and a hot pink baseball cap in public for 3 weeks. By the way, there's a third
for
tube
three
sock.
3 weeks?
Yeah, there's a third tube sock, by the way. A third one.
Oh, I can wear three tube socks.
Yeah.
Like a Flea. Okay.
Yeah, like your Flea or your Anthony Kiedis and Flea. Together.
You know, it really could be one of those no-shows. Be fine.
All right. Then you got someone emails. Or
one of those free ones they give you at the shoe store in case you show up in topsiders.
Oh, those are so gross. I never want to put one of those on again. All right. Final two on this one. Someone emails your mommy and or daddy videos of you having weird sex. Again.
Oh, okay. Like if I were to do the who's your daddy kind of thing.
Oh,
That's the way I say it during sex, by the way. Who is your daddy?
Well, this is saying literally your parents would get the video of you doing something weird.
Oh, your mommy and daddy. Wait. Okay, so wait. Emailing your mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
The videos of you having sex.
Yeah,
emailing your mommy and daddy videos.
Right.
Of you having sex. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Of weird sex, it says, whatever that means.
Of weird sex.
Yeah.
Good luck, British.
Finally, I ain't scared of none of these things. Okay, so those are your options. The teenagers, the Best Buy, the tentacle arms, the baseball cap and sock, or mom and dad emails, or none of those.
You know, it's funny because it asks you which you'd be most afraid of. I guess the none of them is like, no, I'm equally not afraid of any of those things.
But yeah, it's like none of the above, basically.
Yeah. Let's see.
But that's maybe why this is a bad quiz, because...
Yeah,
you
they're
shouldn't
not
have,
all on the same level,
right?
I mean, there's
right. There shouldn't be a get out of jail card at the end. I don't think
the Best Buy employees thing is just dumb. It's like, Bill, we really need a fifth item here. What can you come up with?
Yep.
I don't know, Geek Squad,
sure. Why not?
I mean, the public nudity thing, just because it's not really a fear, but I sunburn easily, so that's a problem.
That one's out.
That one's out. You know what? Let's say that. I'll do the let's so I can pick one. We can move on. Let's do the public nudity.
All right, public tube nudity. Socks. Tube socks only, yeah. And hat and a pink hat.
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Let's choose it. Why won't it work? Hold on. Okay, next one. Which situation would freak you out the most? Standing on the edge of the roof of a very tall building, being forced to stare at the blinking ... on your phone as you wait for text from your crush for the 24 hours straight. So 24 hours of ... animating.
Wow, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Being trapped in an elevator with a hungry grizzly bear wearing a blue polo and khaki slacks of the Best Buy employees.
Somebody just recently got fired from Best Buy and wrote this quiz.
This is what it feels like. Getting framed for selling crystal meth to toddlers at a gymboree. Having to eat daily at a deli that is strongly rumored occasionally secretly to be having to be serving human meat, or these things do not afraid me. That's literally how it's written. These things
really,
do not afraid me. Yeah. Again, we're starting to see why.
Yeah, I can see why this is the lowest rated quiz on BuzzFeed.
Bad quiz.
Hard to top that grizzly bear in an elevator. I don't care what the grizzly bear is wearing, but you're going to die quickly, and I mean you're going to be mauled quickly. You may die slowly. It's not going to be pleasant, but there's not a situation where you can say, oh, I could get out of it by pushing the emergency stop button or something like that.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. It's funny because the standing on the edge of a building thing.
Yeah.
Does freak me out. You wouldn't think it would freak me out after doing the jump off of the stratosphere deal.
Right.
But if I don't have, I mean, I had a harness on for that.
Yeah, you did.
And so that was less freaky. But the whole standing on the edge of a tall building without a harness freaks me out.
Well, let's see.
But I'll say the grizzly.
You'll say the bear? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Choosing the bear.
Sometimes you choose the bar. Sometimes the bar chooses you.
Well, there aren't too many left. Okay. All right, you ready for this next one?
I'm ready for number three.
Which stwetchin? I think I had a stroke. Which situation would frighten you the most?
Stwetchin was my favorite character on Jersey Shore, by the way. The stwetchin, yeah.
Yeah, the stwetchin.
Almost as much as Snikey.
Yeah, they're both in all kinds of trouble these days, but boy, stwetchin and Snikey, they could get into some trouble. All right, which situation would frighten you the most? Getting trapped in a basement teeming with a wide variety of insects? Having to do a TED talk about your weirdest masturbatory fantasies? But the audience is entirely members of your family. That's an important aspect of that one.
Oh, geez. Are they all wearing Best Buy? I guess, I'll wait because we might get a...
Yeah, you might get another reference in here. Yeah. Oh, you do, actually, and I hate
it. Of course we do. Yeah, this
all right. This is dumb. Next one. Be dosed with both LSD and PCP without knowing it before going to a close friend's wedding. That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the dumb one. Having all of your body... That's a tall statement to say this is the dumb one. But anyway, here's a really dumb one. Having all of your body hair shaved off against your will by sick freaks wearing blue polos and khaki slacks. Being sent to your boss.
It's not a funny callback, dudes, if you keep putting in every question.
Yep. Being sent, I agree. Being sent to your boss or school principal to something called the bludgeon room. Or finally, no way, I ain't scared of this stuff. You got to do better to scare me, buddy.
So can we go back to the TED Talk thing again? So it's masturbatory fantasies. So fantasies about masturbating?
No, I assume it's like...
The fantasies you think of while you're masturbating.
Yes.
So
I'm sure that won't get
TED
isolated.
My TED Talk would consist of me getting up on stage going, yo, tell you what I want, what I really, really want. No, tell me what you want. What
you would just describe the Spice Girls.
I would just sing, one of these. Thank you for coming. That's my TED Talk. My time is up.
Very odd. All right. So that's with, Tina, Tristan, your parents, everybody's down there looking at you while you're doing this.
Right.
So that's how you choose there. So you got the insects, you got that, you got the wedding with the drugs, you got the shave yourself off by the employees at Best Buy, or that school bludgeon room.
Yeah. I feel like the insects do kind of freak me out. Like an infestation freaks me out.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I get freaked out. We were in the storage locker. I had all those computers and finally got that thing cleared out. And now we're just kind of breaking down boxes and dumping a ton of those stupid packing peanuts into bags.
Yeah.
And we moved a box and an earwig came out from underneath of it.
Ew, I don't like earwigs.
I don't like earwigs too. And I stomped on it, and Tina's like, wow, you really don't like earwigs. It's like married for nearly 30 years here. And she's just now finding out that I don't like earwigs. I don't like an animal who one fifth of their body.
Yeah.
It looks like a pair of scissors. Yeah. I just don't like that.
I don't either. Or one half of their name is about where they're going to, where they want to go while I'm sleeping.
Right. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Like, anus beetles. No, yeah, thank you. I don't need one of those.
Anus beetles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a friend.
Anyway, okay. So, insects.
You like, okay. We're choosing insects. All right. Here we go. Boom. All right. I think there's two more here.
Okay.
Which of these things would make you tremble in fear, having your crush cruelly reject and insist, or you, and insist that you are so smelly on live television broadcast viewed by millions of people? So basically, she gets on camera, she you know, rejects you, hates you, and then says you stink on air.
Yeah.
Been there. Easy peasy. No big deal.
Yeah.
Being tossed into the deepest part of a lake full of spaghetti and tomato sauce. Oh, forget that. Just put the lake part. That'd freak me out.
Yeah.
You know, leaving me out there. Anyway, waking up to discover you have been tattooed, so it looks like you are wearing a blue polo and khaki slacks, Brian. There's a fresh joke for you.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. That's right off the factory line there, that joke.
Yeah.
Next one, finding out that there is a hugely viral meme with you making a very dumb-looking face. I'm sorry, Brian's kind of done that. You kind of have this.
Hashtag Ibbit Bomb?
Yeah, we have Ibbit Bomb. That exists.
Hilarious. Yeah,
that exists. That's pretty funny.
That's great. Yeah, there's like, there's a bar in the Prague, I think, with that sticker in the bathroom.
Prague? That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I want
to
kind
thanks
of debauchery.
Thanks to our buddy Les, I believe. Yes.
Oh, Les, not Claypool. Les.
Yeah, Les Claypool. Our buddy Les. Our buddy from Primus.
Our Primus friend.
Les Gebhardt.
Les Gebhardt, teaching the English. Putting stickers on walls. Good job
there. Exactly. Yes.
All right. Final two. The last one is you're not as scared, but this last one, getting locked in a cell with somebody who has been genetically modified to look and talk exactly like Jar Jar Binks. That could just say get locked in a cell with Jar Jar Binks. I don't know why they had to go on forever. Yeah. But
I like genetically modified, though. I'd be fascinated. Are you kidding me? I'd be like, well, what's that process like? And
yeah, none of these have been too scary except for I don't know. What would you say? The spaghetti one or what? What do you like?
No, spaghetti one doesn't. If you fill a lake with this person did not think about this, because really, if you fill a lake with spaghetti and tomato sauce, it's probably going to be denser than water and you're probably not going to sink. You're just going to kind of like sploosh on the top.
All right.
And you can.
It's not quite like what do they call that? What do they call that? Pneumatic fluid. It's not quite that.
Right.
Is it pneumatic?
Right. It's
whatever it is, where you can run on it.
Oh, you're talking about like the right, like what happens to water and cornstarch kind of.
Yeah,
when you
can make your own with cornstarch, but if you run on it, it doesn't sink. But if you stand there, you will sink.
Newtonian.
That's Newtonian. It. Non-Newtonian.
Non-Newtonian fluid. Yeah.
There we go.
Yes, spaghetti and. So I'm actually going to say none of those things really scare me. I mean, I'd be more scared by. The tattoo, only because it's like, well, that kind of locks me into a problem.
Yeah.
It doesn't really scare me as much as it inconveniences me greatly for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So, but not really scare you, just annoy you. So, are you going to, ain't scared of no ghosts, it says, is the fifth answer?
Yeah. All right. We'll say I'm not scared. Ain't scared of no ghosts. Okay. That one is,
Which has, it's a Ghostbusters reference, completely wrong use. It's dumb. I can't believe they put it in here.
Right.
But we'll choose it. All right. Final question. And then we're off to the races. We're going to find out what you're truly scared of. All right.
All right. All right.
What
BuzzFeed, fire this person, by the way. Whoever wrote this.
Yeah, they're bad.
Just let them go. Let them make their way over to Engadget or, something else.
Anyway, I just hope they didn't pay for it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Did you freelance this? Because, get that $100 back. All right. Here we go. Final question. What scenario afraid you the most, says the title. I know. Being the guest
of that.
That stupid turn of the phrase.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Being the guest of honor at an ornate orgy held on the estate of Chad Kroger from Nickelback.
All right.
Being forced to have a chain fight to the death with your best friend in the parking lot of a Wendy's. All right.
Okay.
It's weird. It's weird combination of things. Finding out that everybody around you at all times can hear every single thing you think. That's very existential. Some people believe that.
Yeah.
Having a group of mean teen girls appear every time you feel awkward for the rest of your life. Feels like they're coming back to the well on that one a little bit.
This person worked at a Best Buy and got mocked by teens.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. And this isn't their BuzzFeed quiz. This is their therapy.
Yeah, this is their diary, man.
Yeah.
Right. Being captured and put in a cage dressed in an ill-fitting blue polo and khaki slacks. This is a new joke here. On the private island of Hubert Jolly, the CEO of Best Buy.
Oh,
this guy must really
Louise.
Hate. He must really hate Best Buy, for real.
Yeah. What it matter if I'm on an island or not, if I'm in a...
It doesn't matter.
Cage.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't freaking matter.
Jeez Louise.
The final answer, obviously, is I fear nothing. Do you hear me? Nothing. Okay. So of those...
So the chain fight is to the death?
Chain fight to the death. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm picking that one. I mean, I Mojo Finger, too. I was actually going to say that. What does make an orgy ornate?
Mm.
Like, are candelabras involved?
Right. I don't know what ornate means.
Are there jewel-encrusted objects being used? I mean, either having to kill somebody or be killed kind of scares me.
Especially
or
somebody
greatly
you care
inconveniences
about.
Me.
Yeah, or somebody you care about. Like, this is right. Kirk and Spock having to fight because some alien made them or whatever. It's bad.
Right, yes.
Yeah, it's bad. By the way, Disturbed Angel said also not the CEO anymore. No, we know. This is an old quiz. It's rated the worst quiz.
That's the issue you have with this?
Yeah, that's your issue with it? Wow. All right. So I'm going to choose the kill your friend.
Yeah,
hold on. Let's do that.
Choose the fight to the death. Yes.
All right. Here is your final.
Can't wait to see what this all determines about me.
It says you are reasonably brave. You aren't normally a scared person, but you have fears, reasonable fears. That's it.
Lord.
That's it. Not worth it. Not worth it. That wasn't.
Is there any chance that making any other choices in this quiz would result in a different answer?
I mean, it doesn't feel like it, does it?
No.
It feels like.
Hey, I'll tell you one of my fears. It's having being on the stream and having anything in my nose, boogers or something. So I keep a little.
Oh, look at that. A little vanity mirror. I like that.
Yep.
Wait, what's that? Not vanity mirror. What's that called?
A little. It's almost like a compact, but it's. I don't know what the deal is where I got this thing, but it's orange rubberized with two mirrors inside it.
Oh, now it looks like glasses, but yeah.
Look, I'm Nikki, Nikki from AMTP. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Nikki Eckerns from America's Next Top Podcaster has a profile pic that has really large oversized glasses, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, she's the goofiest scientist I know, by the way.
She is, and probably the best.
Oh, I think she's amazing. Her combination of goofy and science is
exactly awesome. It's unmatched.
It truly is unmatched. Yeah. Well, Brian, well done. You're not that afraid. You're reasonably afraid.
Yeah, clearly I'm.
But that was a test.
More afraid
of
ever doing another BuzzFeed quiz on that level.
I mean, this is the quiz. The quiz really came down to, is this truly the worst BuzzFeed quiz that we've done on the show? 100% agree. It totally is.
Yeah.
So, Paul, who sent me that, thank you for that. You were right. It was correct, and it's bad, and we may never do another one. Like, that may have just ruined it. So, good job on that, and well done. Tally, you okay there in the chat? How you feeling? All right. Oh,
I wonder how Tally feels about that.
She's also a scientist, but I don't think of you that way.
Oh, that's true.
I think of her as like the person that tells me I'm not playing, or that she hates EA and I'm not playing enough Baldur's Gate 3 music. So that's just that. But hey, I respect your neuroscience background, truly.
This is true. You know what? I apologize, Tally. You and Nikki are our favorite scientists.
That's right. And you know what? Let's go ahead and lump Bobby in there, even though he's not necessarily got the same scholastic training. He's
correct,
very knowledgeable. Yeah. He can hang
he's
out.
He's science
as well.
By proxy.
Yeah. Science by proxy. Proxy science.
He's tangent to scientists.
There you go.
Well, science done. Tangent.
Science scientifically tangent.
Oh, how many people can we offend in this?
I don't know. Is there a limit? All right, let's move on. Brian, you went and saw Black Widow. And
I did
a meetup. Yeah. I'm dying to hear about. I'm mostly curious about the meetup because I think I know how you felt about the movie. But go ahead and tell us.
Let's do both. So we did the Denver Tadpool meetup this last weekend, and the plan was to get together, do an escape room, and then go see Black Widow right after. Grab some dinner and then go see Black Widow immediately afterwards. And so we'd arranged 2 1-hour escape rooms from this company, this local company called Puzzah, P-U-Z-Z-A-H.
Oh my God.
And I think they've got a couple different locations, but this is like, it's in a mall and they've got some money behind it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we had a medium hard room for my group and a medium easy room for a group headed up by Clark and Nikki Moore. Who they've done a bunch of puzzle rooms, but we wanted to have a good variety. Plus, this place only has 3 rooms. 2 of them are hour long. 1 of them is a 30-minute room.
Oh,
we get there.
I'm sorry. I just understood the reference for the name Puzzah. It's P-U-Z-Z, like puzzle. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like puzzle, huzzah. Yeah. Like they're combining puzzles and huzzah.
Yeah. Horrendous.
Huzzah.
But go ahead.
Yeah. The Great Season 2 coming soon.
Yeah.
So we get there and I check in and she says, oh, we didn't have your phone number, so there was no way for us to contact you, but the room you booked is malfunctioning right now.
Oh, no.
And there's a little part of me thinking, wow, you're starting with the storyline, the setup pretty early. Like, we're going to get in there, and we know that this thing is malfunctioning. It's like a part of the story. Nope. They said, no, we can't put you in that room, so we're going to put you in the 30-minute room. We're basically going to make it free for you, so... we're going to refund what you paid for the 1 hour room, or give you a gift card. And then you can do the 30-minute room for free while the other people are in the 1 hour room. I'm sure. Like, yeah, okay, that's cool. I really was hoping for a 1 hour room, but whatever.
Right.
So Clark and Nikki and their group, went in there and did their 1 hour room. We went into the 30-minute room and then we just came and kind of hung out and chatted outside of the theater, but it was a really cool, it was very Indiana Jones and did involve like being in kind of an Egyptian temple and having to, use the symbols on the walls of the room and a weighted device in the middle and move some tiles around, things like that. To be able to open the door. The door, by the way, not locked at all during the whole time.
Oh, okay, feeling like you're screwed if you have a panic attack.
I never feel like that with escape rooms. I never feel that claustrophobia or that dire danger of, oh my God, the room is really locked.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this case, it really didn't matter because like they left that unlocked.
Right.
Here's what's really cool about this place. They use a lot of RFID and computer-based time-phased messages.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you go in the room, they press a button, and there's a 30-minute sequence of events that's going to happen. And some of it's triggered by RFID. Some of it is just triggered by time. And the way the puzzles are done... The state that you leave, the completed state that you leave the puzzle in, is the equivalent of how it, let me rephrase it, is the scrambled way that the next team is going to need to solve it. So, in other words, we leave the room at 3:59.
Yeah.
The next group is in there at 4:00. Nobody needs to go into this room and reset everything because the state we left it in is actually the state it needs to be scrambled for the next team. It's not like, oh, all the red things are lined up and all the yellow things are lined up and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
interesting.
No, it's in a scramble state. It's a brilliant way to do it.
Yeah.
And, we did our room. We actually completed all the puzzles and all of the bonus puzzles and had 5 minutes left over. The 1 hour team completed all their puzzles. They made 2 mistakes, But they completed all their puzzles and the bonus puzzles and also had like 10 minutes left over in their room.
Gotcha.
So we, you know, Denver Tadpool, a smart bunch.
And yeah, they're smart as a whip, as my dad would say, as a whip.
That's right. Barry Folk, also from Chicago, joined us for this, came out and was a Denver Tadpooler by proxy.
Nice.
Because he wanted to come see Black Widow with all of us. So he participated in all this stuff. All right. So anyway, so we did that and it was a blast. It really, I got to tell you, Scott, doing one of those really makes me feel like it's my calling to be a puzzle or an escape room company owner.
Yeah.
And design escape rooms.
100% could see you doing this. 100%.
Totally. Like, yeah. After I left there and I'm thinking, oh my God, how cool it would be to have you're locked in a comic book store.
Yeah.
And you need to figure out, you know, where these certain issues are.
Yeah.
In these boxes to be able to get the next thing to unlock the door, blah, blah, blah. So
I'd play it. I'd totally play your escape room.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need to hook up. If there was somebody here in the Denver area that I knew that was really good with like wood and building things and structural stuff, I don't know. I wish there was somebody.
You could talk to those Pazaa people, see if they've got, I don't know, options. Hey, Pazaa.
No, are you kidding? I'm going to buy my own little strip mall office space and do it in there.
Oh, perfect.
I was implying that I should hook up with Mark.
From
Wood Whisperer to build stuff.
Got it. He could build whatever you need.
He could build whatever I need, exactly.
That's a good idea.
All right, so anyway, so escape room done. We went and had dinner, and then we went and saw Black Widow. And just kind of a quick, no-spoilery review. I enjoyed it. They made a... I mean, it's a surprise. It's a Marvel movie. It felt like it's a low-stakes Marvel movie because you know what happens to the characters, at least a couple of the characters, you know what's going to happen.
Right. This is a prequel of sorts. And it's what's the timeline?
Whole thing
Winter Soldier and Civil War?
Technically between Civil War and Infinity War, but actually even overlapping in Civil War.
Okay.
Like this takes place right after the battle at the airport. But some of the things that happen in Civil War are still an issue by the time this movie ends, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I get it.
So this almost completely takes place within Civil War, but the next time you see Black Widow is in Infinity War. So,
right. That makes sense. Okay.
There's great connections to some of the Marvel TV. The Disney Plus TV stuff.
Oh yeah, so I hear it's more connected to that than any MC movie has been, right?
Yes, without a doubt. We haven't had since the Disney TV stuff has been out, we haven't had any other MCU movies, but
yeah, good point.
But yes, very connected. So if you haven't seen all the Disney TV stuff, or Disney Plus Marvel stuff, then you should make sure to get caught up. At least on one specific series that's not called WandaVision or Loki.
Oh, I know which one it must be.
It must be, yes. And it ain't the MODOK thing.
iCarly. Not iCarly.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, certainly not the worst Marvel movie. Not the best, but everybody who's saying that Florence Pugh... absolutely steals the show, without a doubt. She's fantastic. I want more of her character. I want more of Yelena. They made one change to a character that I liked, but kind of bummed me out that we're not going to get a quote unquote real version of that character, real MCU or a real comic version of that character.
All right. How's Red Menace or whatever his name is?
Red Guardian.
Yeah.
David Harbour's fantastic. He's hilarious. It's really he and Florence Pugh's movie.
Oh, that's good. I like both of those people a lot. I feel a little bad for Scojo for, you know, feeling a little second fiddle according to a lot of the reviews I'm reading, but totally. But I'm fine with it. Those two
eat up the screen anytime they're on screen. They're fantastic. And, it was good. I'd put it I'd put it around the same level as like Captain Marvel or the first Ant-Man movie. It's a good Marvel, a good MCU film. Adequate. It moves the story along, and the action sequences are really well done. There's some special effects in there that are absolutely amazing.
Nice. I like it.
But I enjoyed it.
All right.
Stephanie did not enjoy Captain Marvel.
Oh. I still haven't seen it, but I need to. So now I got a brand new Marvel movie I haven't seen yet, and I have really no excuse
because
I could just rent it and watch it. But
And what are you waiting for on Ant-Man and the Wasp or
I don't know,
or Captain Marvel
or the last three Pixar last two Pixar movies I haven't seen?
Well, I'm just talking about MCU wise. I mean,
I don't know all of this stuff. I don't know why I wait for any of it. I don't know what my problem is. You know what? Yeah. Part of it's that Netflix thing where I just know it's there now.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I know. Or Parasite for that matter. Yes, yeah. Torek. I didn't want to say it. I wasn't planning on saying it. It's almost becoming the my Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, a little bit. But Parasite's still on Hulu, I think. Right?
Is it?
Hold on. I should know this.
Probably is. Let's see here.
Feels like it's there kind of permanently. But yeah, Hulu still has it. Canopy, Hulu, and then a bunch of rentals. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Because when stuff stays, I just kind of go, all right, well, I'll get to that. And then I don't. But I should, but then I don't.
Yeah.
But I should.
You should.
But then
should.
I don't. But then I don't.
Yeah. So Stephanie corrects herself. It's not that she didn't like Captain Marvel. She just thought that Black Widow was way better than Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd say it's better.
Well, that's how it is with MCU movies. It's all just a relative, you know, we're not comparing it to other cinema.
Is,
it's
kind of right.
Comparing them to each other is all you can really do. So,
yep.
It's totally fine. All right.
It sets up some great stuff that I can't wait to see how it pays off. I'll say that.
All right. Well, then my weird crush on Florence Pugh, justified.
Justified, yeah. For sure.
I think she's great. And I was going to ask you a prediction here. Do you think does she end up moving on? I mean, there's certainly comic book implications for her character to do certain things. Do you think she's your next phase, your next Avengers phase, perhaps?
I believe that that phase four Avengers are going to be Sam Wilson, Jane Foster's Thor.
Yeah.
So you get your Captain America is going to be Sam Wilson. You've got your Jane Foster Thor. You've got your Yelena Belova Black Widow. And would we get a She-Hulk? Would She-Hulk move from TV into the movies and be? Probably not. I'd still say you're going to have your regular Hulk and your regular old Hawkeye.
Where you think Bucky fits in there at all? Does he hang him around and take an official role or?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. I'm interested in where all that goes. You think we get what's his name's sister? T'Challa's sister, the
Oh, Shuri?
Yeah, Shuri. She'd be good.
Actually that's a likelihood as well. I'd say there's even possibility based on some of the things that we know and from MCU series and other places that we might get a quote unquote Dark Avengers.
Oh.
I'm not gonna rule it out. It's not gonna be, you know, Bullseye is your new Hawkeye and Dokken is your new Wolverine and stuff like that, but I think there's a possible I could see them setting something up that might work for that.
Yeah, I could see Scarlet Witch back too. I agree with
Scarlet Jedi Witch 71. and hopefully Return of the Vision. Yep.
Yeah, the Vision would be cool. White Vision would be cool. I like that.
White Vision.
Yeah, albino Vision looking dude is cool.
Yeah.
And Thundercats. Can we get the Thundercats in there? Get them going.
Thundercats or Thunderbolts?
Who are the Thunderbolts? Oh, someone wrote Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts
is a Marvel team that was. Thunderbolts is a Marvel team that is a bunch of supervillains who are posing as heroes.
Oh, okay.
And it's like the old Spider-Man enemy Beetle. The Beetle and who else is in there? It's like Dark Star.
Seth just Seth just happened to use a thunder word right when I did, and it made us all confused.
Maybe we get Thundar the Barbarian. I don't know. Maybe.
All right. All the thunders.
ACDC. Red Hulk. Right, getting Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah, but he never fought for the good side, did he? Wasn't he always bad?
He kind of was always bad, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Red Hulk was a jerk. All right, well, there you go.
There's your other Thunder reference. Black Widow, really good. You know, I'd say it's, compared to other movies, it's great. As it's in the Marvel and the MCU canon, it's a perfectly adequate MCU film.
So if you're going to
rate it,
it does what
it needs to do.
If you're going
to
rate it, how many out of 10 Ryan Reynolds ex-wives would you give this?
Out of 10 Ryan Reynolds ex-wives?
Yeah. How many?
I'd give it 7.5.
Pretty
so
good.
So I guess Blake Lively is a current Ryan Reynolds wife. I'd give it 7 exes and a Blake Lively.
All right. I thought she was with Leonardo DiCaprio. What did I've not been paying
Blake
attention.
Blake Lively?
Yeah. For some reason, those two are together.
How many ex-wives does Ryan Reynolds have? Does he actually have?
Well, he's got, Scarlett Johansson is one, right?
Were they married or were they just?
I thought they were married. No? That's why
they
made the reference.
2008 to 2011. Yep.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
I knew they were together. I just didn't realize. I knew the reference, but I didn't know they were actually married.
Yeah. Didn't work out.
She moved on to Colin Jost.
Ooh, Colin Jost. I don't know who that is.
He's one of the Weekend Update. He's an SNL performer.
The
guy that looks 12. Exactly.
Yeah.
The guy that looks like a 12-year-old frat boy.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. And they got married, right? They're married?
They got married, and she is with child, I believe.
Ah.
Yeah.
Put the wiener to the meaner. All right. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
What?
I don't know. It just came out. It just came out, and then I can't pull it back in. So there you go.
Was Ryan Reynolds with Sandra Bullock for a while? Looks like he was.
Yeah, for a little while around that movie they made where they were naked.
The proposal.
Proposal, yeah. They had to hug naked and hide themselves from
hug naked.
From one of the Golden Girls or something. I don't remember anything about that movie.
I don't think I saw it.
Wasn't it Betty White was in that and they were naked and she had to witness something and I can't remember.
I don't know.
My wife loves that movie. All right. Well, good for them. Good for them. let's move on to this real quick. So I just want to give a quick shout out to listeners, Mark and Jen. I got this is somebody that we've talked with and about for one of our Therapy Thursdays, talking about businesses and dealing with pandemic changes that made it really hard to keep things afloat and all of that. Well, to add insult to injury, they recently also had to evacuate due to, I believe it was that tropical storm or was it a fire? I'm losing track of my natural disasters now. But
well, it depends on if they're on the West Coast or on the East Coast.
Yeah, and my brain won't work right now because I can't remember. But Mark and Jen, we're thinking about you, and we hope you guys are okay, and it's no fun. You guys shouldn't have to deal with that.
Up by Redding, California, who had the store.
You're right. That's where it is. Yep.
Yes. So they're dealing with the fire. They're evacuating because of the fire.
Yeah. I have not heard if they're back yet, but... it's about about a week ago that I got this message and I wanted to make sure to mention it. So anyway, Mark and Jen, hope you guys are good and safe and that all is well, that you didn't lose anything, that it was temporary, all the good things. All right. Yes. We're choking on your fire now, California. Thanks a lot, by the way. You in Colorado or Oregon, just pumping it down into the mountains.
Oh, we've got it too. We've got you look outside and there's just a haze. It's bad.
So bad. I could barely sleep last night. Yeah. My throat hurt. Dogs are coughing. Literally, I have coughing dogs. Yeah.
Oh.
They say if you're asthmatic or over 80 or whatever, don't go outside. It's one of those kind of things. It's so bad. Mm-hmm. And none of them are for our fire. We have one fire down in central Utah that's nothing. It's contained, no big deal. Everyone else around us is literally just a blaze, and all of that smoke is getting exported straight to our valley, and it's just sitting here. And then somebody, I guess, is getting to you. It's the worst. It's the worst. But I guess I should feel worse for those who maybe have things burned down. But yes.
Yeah, we have a little bit of smoke to deal with. They've got a lot worse.
They have it a little bit worse. All right. Let's do some quick news stories here. We got a couple we can get in today, and it starts by me playing a thing. Hold on. Where is it? Here we go. Nope, that's not it. All right. It's the morning news brought to you by
brought to you by, I'm making it official, the mini TMS meetup in Los Angeles, specifically in Orange County, is going to be August 10th at 7 p.m. at Trader Sam's in downtown Disney. That's the tiki place that you get to by going over to the Disneyland Hotel, but you don't have to pay to get in there. Randy and I were talking about it. There's a place where we can all hang out and drink tiki drinks with rum.
Yeah.
And the difference is I could just walk to my hotel, so so don't overdo it, folks.
Yeah.
7 p.m. August 10th at Trader Sam's in downtown Disney. I believe Randy and Sam are going to be there, maybe even Will. Maybe able. I haven't talked to Tom Merritt yet, but
oh, yeah, he's not too far. He might.
He's not too far. I know sometimes he makes the drive up for BlizzCon, so who knows? Maybe
I guess that's like a 7-hour drive, though, right? It's like 6-7 hours, something.
Is
like
it
that.
Really that long from?
I think so.
L.A.
Maybe six. Am I wrong about that, Chad? I might be wrong.
I think you might be wrong, but I don't remember, know. I mean, with traffic, it's, you know, it's like a it's should only be like a an hour drive from L.A. to Orange County, but it's when traffic is up, it's. Yeah, it's like it's 5 miles, but it takes 7 hours.
Yeah, for some reason, I just have this memory in my head of Veronica and Tom driving together to and saying they would never do it again because it was so long. But I don't know what that means. I don't remember. I don't remember what was going
on. Years ago. What part of L.A. is he in?
He is in I forgot the name of this suburby thing.
Pasadena? Is he kind of northwest?
No, almost it's to like
Ventura County kind of area.
Ventura,
or?
maybe Ventura.
Okay.
Me, I don't remember.
Oh, Santa Monica.
Santa Monica? Maybe. I just don't remember. But yeah, well, it'd be great if he loves him. He loves a good meetup. That Tom Merritt, he enjoys it.
It would be nice to finally, you know, see him after 2.5 years of not seeing Tom.
Trying to think, the last time I physically saw Tom may have been a BlizzCon. Was it?
Yeah, I think.
Trying to think. 2018s, yeah. Weird.
Yeah, it's 52 miles as the crow flies, 1 hour, 4 minutes, but.
Oh, that's nothing.
The 405 is what you're dealing with.
Oh, you know what it was? Because Veronica lives in San Francisco. So she had to go from San Francisco to Tom's, and then they went the rest of the way. It was her saying, that's 7 hours or 6 hours.
That's your 7 hours. Yep.
Okay. Never mind. I get it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, we saw Tom in 2019 in Vegas. That's true. Forgot about that.
Oh, of course. 2019. Yeah.
2019 was last year.
Still like 2 years ago. 2 years plus.
Yep. Oh, hell's bells. All right. Here's your story. Ooh, there's a new study out.
All right. A new study.
Yep. They've studied conspiracy theory believers, conspiracy theorists, might call them. And they say that they have shown in this study they have developed less developed critical thinking abilities.
feels like Captain Obvious arranged this,
a little bit.
This study, didn't
a little
it?
Bit. Dr. Obvious. Dr. Obvious and his team of crack experts. New research published by the Applied Cognitive Psychology, that's an industry publication, provides evidence that critical thinking skills are negatively related to belief in a conspiracy theory. In other words, the study suggests that people with greater critical thinking skills, are less likely to believe that, for example, terrorist attacks are being covertly directed by a country's own government, or that mind-controlling technology is secretly being used to control the population, and so forth. We probably just gave a couple of wackadoos, a couple ideas, and that's kind of a bummer.
Probably, yes, exactly.
Regularly, different private and public actors provide homemade tools such as critical thinking skills training programs that are supposed to be an effective way of reducing the spread of conspiracy theory, says the study author Anthony Lantian, an associate professor of psychology.
What does that evolve into on in Pokemon Go?
Atlantean? It's full, I don't know, Aquaman, I guess, at the end.
an Atlantean. I get you. I see what you're going on.
You see
there.
What I did? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I picked up what you're putting down.
Yeah. Saw that coming up the road. Let's see. In two studies, 338 undergraduate students completed a French version of the Ennis Weir critical thinking essay test, which assessed their ability to understand an argument and formulate a written response to it. They also completed a questionnaire that addressed the general tendency to believe in conspiracy theories. In addition, the participants were also asked if they thought that a relationship between a belief in conspiracy theories were between belief and conspiracy theories and critical thinking ability. Anyway, the upshot of it was, if you were already conspiratorial, you tested out as having crappy critical thinking skills.
Huh.
So
yeah, kind of makes sense.
So yeah, it makes, I mean, that to me makes perfect sense, but if you needed some, you know, actual, not that conspiracy theorists trust studies, not that this will fix anybody, not that anyone will hear this and go, oh, is that why I think the earth's flat? You know what?
Right,
I changed my mind. This study this study just compounds what their belief that everyone's out to get them.
Oh my God. I want to take the Ennis Weir critical thinking test. I'm looking at it right now. I found it online.
Ooh, do it.
By the way, an excessive use of Palatino font.
I swear, you and I are the only people on this planet who see this stuff. And I see it too. Like when you take typography courses in college, you're stuck with it. You can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I was trying to find a font. All it did was make me feel like the nightmare years of college. It was just so dumb. I hate it. But yes, Palatino. Don't overuse it is the point.
So much Palatino. Yeah. So the directions on this. Read the letter to the editor of the Moorburg newspaper. Consider it paragraph by paragraph and as a total argument. Then write a letter to the editor in response to this one. For each paragraph in the letter you are about to read, write a paragraph in reply telling whether you believe the thinking good or bad. Also write in closing paragraph about the total argument. Defend your judgments with reasons. This is great. So like write a 9-paragraph essay.
Yeah.
For 30 minutes.
Yep. Sounds like homework.
Oh, I guess total time, 40 minutes. Spend 10 minutes reading the letter, thinking about it, then write for not more than 30 minutes. Oh my God, I kind of.
You should do it. Why not?
Dear editor, I already know you. Overnight parking. You want to hear the yeah, Moorburg letter?
Let's hear it.
I'll just give you the first part.
Okay.
Dear editor, overnight parking on all streets in Moorburg should be eliminated. To achieve this goal, parking should be prohibited from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. There are a number of reasons why any intelligent citizen should agree. Number one, for one thing, to park overnight is to have a garage in the streets. Now, it is illegal for anyone to have a garage in the city streets. Clearly, then, it should be against the law to park overnight in the streets. So you got to come up with a response for that one. Why?
Wow. I don't know
why overnight is to have a garage in the streets.
I wonder how. See, they did this with undergrads and graduate students, not 72-year-old Fox News addicts. So I don't know how I don't know how this would actually work. You know, like what would be the difference? They're all too fresh.
I don't know. It feels pretty easy to argue this first point of like, if you're parking in the street, it's like having a garage in the street, and we can't legally have a garage in the street, so therefore,
ergo,
it should be a lot illegal to park in the streets.
That's hilarious.
Yes. My argument is, I keep tools in my garage, but I can't keep them on the street, so therefore it is not a garage in the streets.
It is not a locked, enclosed system like a garage is.
Exactly. No. Oh, I love it. All right, fun. Anyway.
All right. Well, think about it. Maybe you'll want to take that test. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I'll take that test. I got nobody to grade it, so
Oh, well.
Tough.
That's going to do it for today's news. I'll save this giant turd story for tomorrow because I got a great
giant turd story.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But instead, we're going to take a break, come back in a minute with Justin Robert Young and a guest. That's coming up shortly. In the meantime, song...
Famed musician Amy Mann.
Oh, wow. I wasn't even aware of who the mystery guest is, but now...
No, not her. No. Okay, all
but
right.
Are you going to play an Amy Mann song? Or
No, I'm not. I just was trying to think of somebody random that Justin could bring along. Sure. I am going to go to Scotland for this one. And a band that you've probably heard of called We Were Promised Jetpacks. I love that band name. They have a brand new album called Enjoy the View, which comes out September 10th via Big Scary Monsters Records. They have a brand new single to tease the album, and you're going to hear it right now. Here are We Were Promised Jetpacks and the brand new song, Fat Chance.
doesn't matter where you started. It doesn't matter where you've come from. It only matters where you're going. It only matters where you don't belong. I'll calculate the odds, they aren't in my favor. So I'll carry on like this, and I can make amends later. But all the lights have changed from red to green. I'm starting to regret missed opportunities. I thought I had a fat chance, maybe one in millions. Did I complete 118? Now I'm going the right way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter that we're strangers. It doesn't matter if we're best friends. I'll calculate the odds, they aren't in my favor. So I'll carry on like this, and I can make amends later.
Hey, you guys, let's take a minute and talk about our friends at Blue Chew. Today's episode sponsored by Blue Chew. Look, it's been a hell of a year. Personally, I feel like I've aged 12 years over the last 12 months. And if you're like me, you're feeling your age more than you used to. I guess that's true. Especially in the bedroom. It's time to snap out of it. Spring is here, and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. That's right. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the price. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve better erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in discreet packaging. Everyone's favorite packaging. The process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com. That's EW.com. So like blue, like the color blue, chew like you're chewing it, .com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive a prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Their licensed medical professionals and providers will work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Because you don't have to, you chew them. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil. I know I'm saying those wrong. Tablets are completely chewable, and they're made right here in the USA, and they prepare and ship them direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So If you could benefit from some extra confidence when it comes time to perform, wink, wink, visit BlueChew.com for details and important safety information. We got a deal for you guys. Try BlueChew for free when you use our code TMS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TMS, to receive your very first month free. And we thank BlueChew for helping us out today.
Homo sapiens, let them die. Save the humans.
My wallpaper is about 30 years old, and that's the way it is.
As Shakespeare said, shit happens. This is the Morning Stream.
We're back, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Brian, that song again was?
That song again, Fat Chance, by the band We Were Promised Jetpacks from their upcoming album, Enjoy the View, coming out September of this year.
Lovely.
I'm going to answer a question while Jury's answering. I'm going to answer a question that has come up. This right. is the shirt I'm wearing is a Hawaiian shirt featuring a bunch of Bob Rosses surfing on paint palettes. And this was a gift from the lovely Cleo.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of one of those AI-generated images where you feed it information.
It kind of looks like it, doesn't it?
Like yeah. Bob Ross and a beach, and then it comes up with this.
Right, exactly.
That's pretty
Design
awesome.
A shirt.
yeah, why not? All right.
Neural network.
Well, thanks for hanging in there, everybody. We're back, and now this.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
I am too, but not today. Today we have Justin Robert Young with us, and he has a very special guest in his studio today, Mr. Andrew Heaton. How are you both doing?
Oh my, my good God, Scott! It's been good. Heaton came in late last night, so we're having a good time doing politics stuff.
Yeah,
I am the dream. I got to hang out with Justin and talk about old Louisiana elections, and now I'm hanging out with you. So life is good.
That's fantastic. I've
very cool.
I had the opportunity to be on Andrew's show once. I really enjoyed it. Had a great time on there. And I just
spent an hour and a half talking about Fury Road. It was great.
Yeah.
Which is only a half hour shorter than an average morning stream.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly.
That was nuts. Right. By the way, how do you feel about all that wood paneling? Does it make you uncomfortable? Like, how does it feel to be standing in all that? Is it,
what's it like to live stream from 1976?
I mean, I'm basically like if somebody shook a Norman Rockwell painting until a game show host fell out. Yeah. Well, I feel very at home with this wood paneling 1970s decor behind me. Yeah. I'm back in my native environment.
Andrew Heaton in real life had a very busy travel day yesterday and then just came into my house looking like a 1960s father who just got fired for alcoholism. Like it was just like a very rumpled collar and a distressed face. But we were like the family dog that cheered him up immediately.
Yeah.
It was delightful.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, it's good to have you here. I know that you're on a bit of a tour of sorts, not really, but we're going to talk a bit about it today, about a new book that you're putting out called Los Angeles is Hideous, Poems About an Ugly City. Do you have to like get out of town to even say the name for fear of someone's going to smack you upside the head for hating on your hometown or what? How does this work?
I am so curious to see what's going to happen when I go back to Los Angeles to pitch Los Angeles is Hideous to the locals. I think most people are going to be on my side because I think most people are in Los Angeles for the business and not for the grandeur of the parking lots, strip malls, and endless Adobe. So I think people will be with me.
Okay. Nobody in L.A. likes L.A. The people that grew up in L.A. don't like L.A. Like if you were like, the Dodgers are awful, you might get stabbed.
Right. Yeah.
If you were to talk bad about the industry, then maybe people wouldn't call you back. But the city, well, everybody thinks it sucks. The only person who thinks who loves L.A. is Randy Newman.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I think I can take Randy Newman.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think?
Gonna punch you on the face. Gonna
swinging my fist.
We should have warned you. Brian does a killer Randy Newman impression. Well, it's cool to have you here. So, I mean, I assume I assume a lot of things about this book, but why don't you tell me what it's actually about? Because it sounds like a good time. Like, I'm into poetry, and I'm into self-referential, make fun of stuff that we know should be made fun of kind of stuff. And is that what I'm going
to
get here?
Before we get there, because I'm sure you're going to give this speech that you were just about to give on every other show that you're about to be
the,
on.
The whole press junket. Yeah.
For the TMS audience, to take us into the window of despair and horror that was Andrew Heaton alone in an apartment in Los Angeles that surely sent you into the Shining-esque madness that produced this book.
That's, you know what, for you and for your audience, I'm going to drop the canned speech I was going to do.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you how it really was. So, yes, Justin's completely correct. I moved to Los Angeles in January of last year for the networking. I'm going to repeat that. I moved to Los Angeles, one of the most expensive and ugly cities ever devised by man, to meet people to further my career. Cut to the month of March. I am in a bathtub eating a bowl of Oreos with a ladle because I'm too depressed to do my own dishes and finally decide I am going to flee this horrible place. When there's not any networking opportunities, there's no reason to be here at all. It's absolutely disgusting. And I had at that moment, I had a fork. I could either descend into depression and madness, or I could convert that anger at the sheer aesthetic umbrage of Los Angeles into the book that we'll talk about here in a minute, and from there become the National Poet Laureate, which I believe is the next thing.
Wow, those are that's amazing. So
for a second there, I was going to ask you why you were using a ladle when you had a fork, but now I understand the
that's the decision point. Baby, are you kidding? Come on, when he's got a ladle,
right?
So many more Oreos.
You're clearly
that's true.
Taking a bath with a bowl full of Oreos and milk that you're eating like cereal because you can't be bothered to do anything else. A ladle
is
real sloppy. You don't want to use a fork. You want to get that good.
Yeah. You're only getting one Oreo at a time if you're using a fork. Yes,
that's a good point.
Right? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I don't have. I'm a busy man. I need to be
places to be, things to do.
Yeah. He just pops 6 or 7 of them in there at a time and goes through them like a horse with cud.
Oh, nice. So I got this. We have the opposite problem here. Nobody's staying in L.A. They're all moving to my neighborhood for real. I got like L.A. people for miles all of a sudden all around me, and they all moved here for lower house prices, but they're also willing to pay.
Don't worry. The UC university system just conducted a poll that said that nobody's moving from California. You're mistaken.
Okay, so I'm mistaken.
I didn't move from California. Nobody in your neighborhood is new from California. Everybody in Texas, Miami, and Utah are totally fine with the normal number of Californians that are coming in.
Definitely
correct the record, fake news.
When I fled in the dead of light, a dead of night, like a reverse Okie, backing up out of the town with a mattress on my car on a jalopy to go to greener pastures, I definitely could not find a U-Haul. In order to take my stuff, I literally had to scuttle all my furniture fleeing L.A. Only the things that could fit in my Ford Escape, because all the U-Hauls were gone.
With the commitment to accuracy, Heaton did the full look for me, Ma, Tom Joad monologue in reverse as he drove out of California.
Yeah, well, I had 24 hours to kill, so I learned how to do it. It was kind of dangerous with a book in the dashboard, but I made it work.
All right. Well, nice. Well, let's talk about the book. So do we have examples? You want to tell us like what's in?
Ooh, did you give us a reading?
I think, do you have a go-to?
It just so happens I've got a copy of Los Angeles' Hideous Poems About an Ugly City with me. And
what are the odds?
I know, right? I always tell one. You all were talking. It's fire season in California, right? Weren't you talking?
Our valley is covered in your smoke currently.
Okay, so I have a poem called Fire Season. May I read it to you?
Please.
It's very quick, anybody that's anti-poetry.
Yeah, this is perfect. Let's do it.
Right. So some of the other poems in here. By the way, Scott, where are you located?
I'm in Salt Lake.
Your address in the past, you always refuse to give it to me. I
try to be careful, but no, I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're just south of the city, southeast of the city, or west of the city.
Okay, yeah. So this is Fire Season by me, Andrew Heaton.
Do you want? Hold on. Is this appropriate? Let me play this. If this helps,
this one's fine. So
a little bit of this.
Music.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go for it. Roll that music.
All right, you're good. I don't know if you can hear it. You may not be able to. Here it is. All right, here you go. Your turn.
fire season. The horizon is burning oatmeal, gasping ochre welkin, inflame bowels of dying sky gods. The sun is an orange smudge, shouting against the anguished screams of dying trees, because California is on fire. Again, in fact, seasonally, way other states have autumn, or when the peach blossoms bloom. Except here, they explode. A thin layer of soot settles on your 2004 Ford Taurus, like the ashes of immolated angels or the smoking residue of dreams.
Wow. Wow.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. LAisUgly.com, by the way, is where you need to go to get it. It's in ebook and paperback.
Coffee table book. I'd recommend the coffee table book just to troll anybody visiting you from California or to show that you're self-effacing if you live in California. But LAisUgly.com, you can get the coffee table book or the ebook.
This seems great. I know enough people, well, enough people who've just moved here. Fake news, I guess. But
I wrote this to make myself feel better. Because I left and I was like, this place, it was like I was like, imagine like a young, like a really hot young ballerina fleeing a loveless marriage with a very rich man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, should I be doing this? All the money's back there. Should I be? And no. It's a good call. Leave the old carbuncle of a human being with his claims to riches behind you. So the book made me feel better. If you've got anybody that moved out of LA, it'll definitely make them feel better.
Exactly. They're for the, escapee of a nickel or petroleum oligarch, a pockmarked with both history and dead skin.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I'm going to grab a copy. Everyone out there, if that sounds interesting to you, whether you are an LA native, expat, or otherwise, maybe you'll want to consider that as well. You're also there for, hanging out and doing political stuff. Justin, is there anything going on right now that anyone cares about that we should talk about or no? We got anything?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Really, the two big things that are happening is we kind of hightailed it out of Afghanistan, which had weirdly been a bipartisan thing. Trump was very much let's get out of Afghanistan. And then Biden made a promise to get out of Afghanistan. The deadline was that he had said, Biden did, September 11th, and when we just kind of ski-daddled out a little bit early. And so now I think there's a question of exactly how hairy it gets there, whether or not the Republicans are going to try to hang, you know, carnage or a Taliban takeover on Biden. But if anything, it makes Fox News a lot like it was in 2004. Yeah. You know, like there's just a lot of Republicans very sternly waving their fists that the feckless, awful, spineless Democrats aren't putting more troops in harm's way.
Yeah.
They're absolutely correct. As we all know, the British Empire, which is the greatest empire in the history of mankind, which is beloved by all former remnants of it, it just takes a mere 300 years to subdue a population. We're pulling out after 20. It's insane. Yeah. We've got 280 more years to go in order to pacify the population.
That's a really good point. I hadn't really considered it that way, but yeah. I wondered how this might get spun just because, I didn't really wonder because I figured they'd figure out a way to have a problem with it. But it does seem like a bipartisan move. And what do you do when that happens? What do you do when the last administration was like, yeah, we're getting out. This is a forever war. We don't do this anymore. We're getting out. And everyone's like, yeah, we're getting out. And then now the Democratic, administration saying, yeah, we're getting them out. So what are the last guys do go?
Oh yeah, but that's the thing is you got to remember that a lot of Republicans hated the last president too, and so now they have another thing that they couldn't say before that they can say now because they can take it out on a Democrat. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of the America First people. Like, I don't think Matt Gaetz is going to be out there saying like, yeah, put more people back in Afghanistan, finish what we started. But I do think like Adam Kinzinger, maybe some of the older Republicans that are in the Senate, you might see a Mitch McConnell get a little bit more frisky than he would have with Trump. But then again, it's also telling that it didn't happen with Trump, meaning that there was opposition enough within his own organization to not do it, or the Pentagon in general.
There's also a really good trick you can use. I assume, Scott and Brian, that you'll both eventually become president, maybe at the same time.
Maybe.
And
might be, yeah.
If it happens, the trick that your party will use to support whatever you do is, when you bomb a country or you invade a country, that was a tough call. That was a presidential decision that involved strength, and it involved confrontation, and it's very presidential. Now, conversely, when you pull out of a country or you refrain from bombing a country, that was restraint. Yeah. That was you exercising restraint because you deep down love peace. And you can do either one of those at any given time you want. It doesn't matter. There doesn't need to be a rubric or ideology in place. Just do whatever your party is, and remember your party's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. I'm going to remember that when we get in, yeah. Brian. You're going to I can't decide. We haven't decided who's going to be VP
right.
or
we're
not.
Actually going to see if we can make it so that it's a co-presidents as yeah. opposed to a vice president and a regular
mm-hmm. like you have a month and then he has a month. That
right,
seems
right,
like
right.
Yeah. Exactly. More often. You guys should go on and off like line changes in hockey.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you should have to jump the Resolute desk whenever you're yeah. coming out as president.
I
or
love that idea.
Exercise where you both do a word yeah. and you just operate operate as a unit.
Hi,
else, yeah.
All right, yeah. I like this idea, and also, hey, look, Dick Cheney and Bush basically did that. We can do it, Brian. Let's make it more official.
Yeah.
You got this.
Perfect.
Well, this has been an amazing time to talk to you guys. I freaking love this set, Justin. I can't get enough of it. And also, yeah. to remind folks,
this is my normal Twitch set, so everybody can follow me at twitch.tv/JustinRYoung.
It's very good. Outside of this book, Los Angeles is Hideous, Poems About an Ugly City, which I put an Amazon link into the chat room and would tell fine folks at home, just search for it on Amazon. You'll find it. Give us that site again that you've got kind of a shortcut to there, Andrew, and we'll make sure people get there.
LAisUgly.com.
It's an amazing URL.
I just wanted to get thrown off trying to spell Hideous or Los Angeles. So I think the shortest, most concise
LA is ugly.
LAisUgly.com.
And then if you want more Heaton, you can download the episode that comes out tomorrow of Politics, 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 where I will also talk about one of the most interesting governor's races in modern history, 1991, the recently deceased, he died yesterday, Edwin Edwards, ran against David Duke.
Whoa.
For the governorship of Louisiana. How it happened and why it was an extraordinarily tense election, I will go through in graphic detail on PX3 tomorrow.
Well, that sounds great. I do look forward to the headline eventually, which is David Duke dies. Anyway, hey, have a fantastic week. You guys are awesome. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time.
All see right. you guys.
Oh, damn it. Here.
The jury will now retire.
I meant to play that on air while they were there.
And Andrew Heaton.
Yeah, we'll and Andrew Heaton. It was nice to see Andrew. I enjoyed being on his show. You know what's funny about him, though? He's like a dude in his 30s.
Right.
But when I heard his voice for the first time,
yeah,
I thought I was talking to, I don't know who, I don't even know what to picture.
Right, so, like a seasoned announcer kind of guy,
yeah,
right?
Like he really I fits totally it. Get that. And I thought, oh, what are you, like 57, you know, been in this industry right. forever or right. whatever. No, he's just a young guy with a...
Time to meet your Colorado Avalanche!
yeah. All right. Hey, speaking of the Avalanche, they're out, right? Where are we now? We're in the playoffs. What's happening?
No, the games are done, and
who
the
won?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oops.
So, yes, actually, I will confirm that Avalanche are done. Yes.
I just, in case it wasn't obvious, I've had a hard time keeping up with hockey this year. So, there's that. all right, we have a Monday morning Tuesday mashup today because there was no show yesterday, and as a result, we had to push it a day, and we have this new mashup. Now, this is post surgery, getting back on the horse, TMS Jamie mashup man, putting together a fresh new hot mix, Brian, and this one's cool. called A Scent of a Man. Okay.
Oh God. Okay.
Yep.
Is it spelled out a scent as in the rise or a?
It's the stink of a man.
We'll find
it's like
it,
a yeah. stink. A smell, okay. Yeah.
Period, or a space scent of a man.
Right,
I gotcha.
It's the kind of thing you might say yes. "hoo-ha" to, except it's not a lady. All right, here we go. I'm gonna play it. Enjoy.
Words you never want to hear your mother say. What is bukkake?
The nut part is emphasized. That's a poor. That's a poor order. We put those in those two, but anyway.
Is an otter a euphemism for something? We do know a beaver is a...
Yeah, it's a vajurger,
right? That's right.
I'm bleeding. I don't know why I'm bleeding. Hold on. This Indian monk could creep up your butthole and cause havoc.
Which is the last place you want it.
That's where it goes, though, is your butthole. That's what I understand.
Right up the butthole. Yeah. Zoop. A skinny, hairy guy is an otter?
Oh, is it?
So not a twink, but a hairy twink.
Hairy twink!
If I was going to be a detective, by the way, that would be my detective name.
Yeah, yes, Hairy twink. The Adventures of Hairy Twink.
My best friend wants me to send text.
My wife and I had a bad incident last night involving a pillow and salad. What would you say when I say that?
Oh no. Are you saying that Kim tossed your salad?
Maybe you get one of those waifu weirdo things from Japan, you know, with the...
You wake up kicking the waifu.
Yeah, kicking the waifu.
When you have one of those, do people come over and say, hey, what's your waifu password?
Ah, nice. Oh, my zipper's down, though. Hold on.
How about Birth of Venus? Let's just get that one.
Yeah, or David's penis. Just kidding.
Is that what that one's called?
What's that called?
The Birth of Venus or David's penis? One of the two.
What am I thinking of? Well, the Statue of David is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Where he's got the little leaf or whatever covering his ding-dong. Or does he have anything
No, he has nothing.
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of...
the touching God's finger thing where Adam's got the little...
Oh, yeah, right. The Birth of Man?
And it might even be a wiener.
Not the Birth of Man. The Something of Man. The Sistine Chapel.
The tiny shrunken penis. Of man.
The tiny fig leaf of man.
Ascent?
Ascent? Ascent of man?
Is that right?
Oh, the creation of Adam is what it's called.
Oh, the creation of Adam. Well, where'd you get ascent from? This dude is said to have sneaked into the morgue and had an exchange with the attendants who asked him to register his details before he was allowed to see any bodies. Wait, you can just walk in there and go, my name's Frank Perry White, and
I'm here for the viewing. Oh, of who? Well, who's the freshest?
Yeah, give me 5 Burrito Supremes and Baja Blast Zero. I'm trying to watch my weight.
Did you hear that there's a kitten that was born last week without an anus, and they had to build one
for short life?
What'd they give it? They give it a new anus?
They created they gave that kitten an anus.
Wow.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
They installed a little aftermarket anus.
Foul-smelling, greasy stool that tends to float.
This tastes like shit.
An elderly zoo penguin with arthritis gets shoes to provide relief. Oh, I love feel-good
stories. Kittens get an anus, and a penguin gets shoes.
Oh, I know. My wife loves them. What are they called, though?
Lobsters.
No, the fleshy little, it's a vegetable. Pepperoni. It's like from one of those purple, like from the penis fruit.
Penis fruit.
What do you call it? The emoji. What's that called?
Oh, artichokes.
Don't help them. This is fun. This
artichokes.
Is
fun. That's it. Artichokes. The penis emoji fruit or whatever.
Penis emoji.
Yeah. Artichokes. My wife loves those. She'd eat a whole bottle
artichokes
of those.
Artichokes aren't the penis emoji.
Aren't they? Aren't they from the penis
emoji? It was the eggplant was the penis emoji.
Oh, you're right.
They look like little oysters or vaginas or something thrown
oysters
all over.
Or vaginas. Why not? Why not?
Could be either.
Yeah,
be
why not either one of those? Sure.
One of the two.
Yeah.
I could really use to look at a boob right now.
I sure could use a boobie.
If they ever did a remake of Scent of a Woman but called it Scent of Man and replaced all the characters that were male to female and all the females to male, who would you put in the role of
Al Pacino character?
Al Pacino, yeah.
Jane Lynch.
You didn't even hesitate.
No, that's exactly right.
That's pretty good.
If I was a half the woman I used to be, I'd take a flamethrower to this place. Hoo-ah.
Don't even change.
Just have them talk like they normally do.
No, you just keep everything right. You just keep the...
Oh, that's good. That was good. It was a long one, but we knew it'd be long because he's back, everybody.
He's better than ever.
Back again. Anyway... Well done, Jamie, as always. That's good stuff, and we look forward to more fun content from Jamie time goes on.
Hey, can I give you a this just in?
Yeah, go.
This just in, big thanks to TV Zegon, Emmy nominations are in, and topping the list, The Mandalorian with 24 nominations.
What?
Followed by WandaVision with 23 nominations.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
That seems nuts to me. It I mean, does. I love those shows, does. But I really?
Yeah, outstanding drama series, The Boys, Bridgerton, The Crown, Handmaid's Tale, Lovecraft Country, Mandalorian, Pose, and This Is Us. And then you go over to outstanding comedy series, Blackish, Cobra Kai, really? Emily in Paris, Hacks, which I recommended last week, The Flight Attendant, The Comiskey Method, Pen 15, and Ted Lasso.
Wow.
Oh, I guess WandaVision was not named as an outstanding comedy series.
Please tell me Mayor of Easttown's on here somewhere.
Yes, I just said that in the drama series.
Oh, you
series.
Did? Okay, I missed it.
Oh, no, I didn't. I take that back.
She got to be in here, right? Oh, yeah, it's not in there.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Julianne Nicholson is nominated for supporting actress for Mayor of Easttown. Supporting. Oh, these are limited series. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Outstanding lead actress, Kate Winslet.
Oh, there it is.
Outstanding limited series, anthology series. Yeah.
Yep, there it is. That's
And that's where WandaVision is as well. It's limited or anthology series.
Okay. Wow, I'm a little...
That's a limited or anthology series.
I'm a little shocked by the sweep of the Disney Plus shows. The fact that they have that many nominations. I guess there's probably some... Well, this doesn't even include like special effects or anything. This is just straight up acting and performance and...
No, and you look at the two, like the outstanding drama and outstanding comedy series. The only network shows are This Is Us and Black-ish. Everything else is cable or streaming.
Wow.
Mostly streaming. Disney Plus, HBO, Hulu, and Netflix. Amazon Prime.
And half the stuff that is even TV, I ended up watching on streaming anyway, some of these.
Right, right.
Like RuPaul's Drag Race, no one watches that on VH1. They watch it on streaming.
Right, yep, exactly.
Let's see. That's interesting. Wow. All right. Well, there you have it. I guess the nerds have won again.
another small victory for the nerds.
Yep, the nerds just keep on racking up the points. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Big thanks to everybody. I don't know why I'm chewing gum, taking that out. For supporting us over at patreon.com/TMS. Without it, we don't exist. So if you'd like us to exist, continue to do that support. And we love everyone who does. I keep saying I'm going to mention some names, and I forgot this time, so I'll do it tomorrow. But don't worry, there will be a show tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. Recommentals. Tom will be here. Nicole's out, but Brian and I will do recommentals. Mm-hmm. Plenty to do for tomorrow's show, so stick around for that. Also, I did some updates to the streaming schedule, which includes TMS episodes, but also other stuff going on around the network. So if you'd like to catch up on that, you can find that entire schedule over at frogpants.com/streaming. And it's a calendar thing, so you can actually add some of those events to your own calendar. If anything changes, it's shown in real time. It's just it's an embedded Google calendar. It's nothing fancy.
Well, look at that.
Yeah. But it tells you when everything is. So if you're like, when's FilmSack air? And when's the other thing happening? Rear to near. It's all right there. If you have any questions, let me know.
Doing a FilmSack watch along. Look at you.
So how that's going to work is I can't show it or have any audio, obviously.
Okay.
Because
of course
I get in trouble.
Reasons, yeah.
So instead, it's just going to be I'm going to say whoever wants to show up at that, here's what we'll do. You all show up, and if you have wherever we're watching our movie, Netflix, whatever, then we all queue up at the same time. And then we all hit play roughly the same time. Obviously, there's a delay for me, but to them it won't be because they'll start it when I say go, and that just means we're pretty well synced up. And then I'm just going to watch it and do all my clips. Oh, you know, that's not going to work great because I got to stop it and do clips every once in a while, which will screw people up. I don't know. I haven't really thought this through yet, but but fun times coming up on the schedule. So go check it out.
Well,
I'll have
to tune in for that before Coverville.
Yeah,
that
could be fun.
That sounds really
could be fun. We'll see, though. I forgot about the clips thing. Anyway, hey, frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Please keep your emails flowing in, themorningstream@gmail.com. That's going to do it for us. Hey, Brian, why don't we play the little exit song if you got one?
Yeah. This one going out to Greg for Walkman. Hey, thank you. Thanks for request, Greg for Walkman. No, thank Greg for request. That's the way to work it out.
There you go.
Hey there, Ripley and Hicks. July 11th marks my 54th turn on this little rock. Holy cow.
Happy birthday to you.
Well done.
Since this is a Sunday, could you play a request any available day after? I would love to hear a cover of Gigantic from my favorite Boston band, the Pixies, or any other song by the Pixies. This show brings so much joy and laughter to my days. Can't wait till we all meet again in Vegas, baby. Love you guys and the Tadpool too. Greg for Walkman.
Greg's the best. We love Greg.
Totally agree. Yep. No problem. This is a great one. This one came out on a tribute to the Pixies from 2007. And that's the only reason there isn't a really cool Rube Goldberg inspired video for it, because this is by OK Go from the Dig for Fire tribute. Here is OK Go and their cover of Gigantic.
Excellent. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mom.
white as snow. What a gas it was to see him. Walker every day into a shady place. With her lips she said, hey Paul.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Ta-da!